Bless you all, what a wonderful night. I wanted to share, because of the time of year that we're at, all what we've been talking about all year, about walking by that Spirit, allowing God to work within us. When we remember the birth of Jesus Christ and how that all came about. Herod sent the three wise men to follow the star, and he was encouraging them to find this child. On the pretense that when you find him, you must come back and tell me, you know, that you found him. So the wise men go off and they follow the star, and then when they get the star above them, they see Mary, and she just had Jesus Christ. And that night, the wise men have a dream, and they are told that they are not to return back to Herod. So they go out the back way and they go a different way off. And we learn as we read on through Matthew that basically Herod was threatened, basically, by Jesus Christ. And later on, he has all those children, those two-year-olds, killed. And, you know, throughout Jesus Christ's life, he was threatened from all avenues, not only by words, but by people wanting him dead. But God had a mighty plan for his life. From birth right through to when the Romans crucified him, you know, and even then he said, you know, God forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. And if you think now how God had his hand on his life, it's no different than us today. We have God in Christ in us, and we are so precious to God, just like Jesus Christ was. And every avenue that Jesus Christ took, God had a plan for that. You know, he protected him on that path. Wherever Jesus Christ was going, God protected him. You know, like the wise men could have ignored the vision or the dream. And they could have gone back to Herod and said, well, this is where he's at, you know. But they didn't. And Herod didn't give up. You know, the adversary seeks whom he may devour, and he hates giving up, guys. You know, so we are the ones that make it difficult for him. You know, we are the ones that have that God in Christ in us, that can walk by that Spirit, that can be triumphant, knowing that God is always with us. You know, Lawrence was talking about the grace, you know, and that knowledge and that wisdom that comes from God, so that we can live a life which is more than abundant, so that we can belong to that family of God, protected, secured, you know, that we can operate all nine manifestations. You know, just that speaking in tongues keys off the other eight. You know, and the more you speak in tongues, the more you can walk by that Spirit. You'll get that revelation from God. God will lead you into situations. He'll get you out of situations. He'll guide you. He'll make you prosper. He'll keep you in health. Who wouldn't want that? Like, it's there. It's at your doorstep. You just receive it. And you move with it. You know, God wants us to be more spiritual. He wants us to use that package that he's given us to its full potential. You know, not listening to the world, not listening to what the TV's saying, not listening to what the news is saying. You know, we can watch that all day long. We'll probably find one, maybe one positive. The rest is just negative. You know, now we've got Omicron and it's taken over by storm, and, you know, it's rubbish. You know, people take a test. How can they tell whether it's Omicron or COVID? But oh my God, the figures are moving and they're growing every day. You know, got to be a bit realistic here. Lots of people have sore throats and coughs and colds and runny noses. Well, actually, it's flu season. You know, and people are rushing for these PCR tests and all coming back negative because there's nothing new under the sun. Yes, the variants change and the strains change, but, you know, we can just look to and worry about that and the fear of that, or we can look to God, who protected Jesus Christ throughout of his life, and he can do the same for us, protect us throughout our lives too. Yeah. So we just need to really go to him. You know, if you're unsure, read Matthew. You know, I know that Jesus Christ wasn't born on December the 25th. He was born on February the 14th. No, I'm only joking. But it is like a love story, isn't it? He should have been born on Valentine's Day, God. You know, it's a love story. But, you know, he's born in September. But a lot of people in the world don't know that. So now's the opportunity to let people know, you know, because they're, so say, you know, celebrating the birth of Christ. But, you know, there's nothing wrong in celebrating together as a family. And I find nothing better than giving a gift and watching someone's face. You know, that's where the joy lies. You know, when we have the grandkids over on Christmas Day and they're there and they're opening their presents, you know, we then see that the joy of giving. And you can just imagine how God, you know, finds that joy when we're giving on his behalf. You know, when he's looking at us and he's just smiling and happy, and, you know, he wants us to be the very best that we can be. And as we continue to look to him in every situation, we shouldn't have to doubt, we shouldn't have to worry. You know, the world is going to be the world, and there are people within that world that may not ever... Kim, that's no, so we, I can't, you're going to have to tell me what the rest of that was, I can't see it. But, you know, as we get better, we can only pass that on to others and just believe that God can work in people's hearts to be stronger, to stand stronger in this day and time. You know, we all, the Bible says that the world will wax cold, but we are the fire, we are the lights that's going to brighten the whole place up. And the more we walk by that Spirit and energize that, speaking in tongues and the other eight manifestations, then we'll really be able to go to work for God. You know, the wise men, they didn't have spirit within. And yet, they listened. They listened to God. You know, like Lawrence was sharing about Moses. In fact, Moses was one of those children that should have been killed. And he ended up in the basket, remember? And so, you know, if Herod's plan had gone... if it had gone right, then Jesus Christ wouldn't have lived, Moses wouldn't have lived.
We wouldn't
even be sat here having fellowship. So see, God knows, and he makes a way for us to escape. So it's amazing. You know, so Jesus Christ lived, and then when all those children got killed, Moses got saved in the basket, and then was raised in the household. Oh yes, I'd have loved to have been a fly on that wall. But, you know, so God's plan... You know, as we read and it unfolds, people say, oh, well, that was just luck. No, it wasn't luck. You know, that's the Spirit of God going to work. And so, you know, we can celebrate, we can remember that Christ was born and that we are all part of that plan, all part of that master plan, because we all have God in Christ in us, and God doesn't respect me more than he respects you. He's no respecter of persons. And so we can all come together and to bring that plan into fruition. You know, we got to really believe that we have that Spirit of God and that we can, you know, work together and see God's plan come to pass. So none of us know what that plan is. You know, it's a day by day thing with God. And, you know, as he talks to us, whether it's in visions or in dreams or whether it's just through thoughts, you know, we should really start acting upon that, and then we'll get to see how God works within us, and then we'll always catch when God's talking to us. You know, people say, well, how do I know it's God? Well, just begin. You know, if you have a thought, carry it out. You know, if God says, send you your life savings to Kim, do it. In there, guys, I'm only joking. No, but, you know, if God's saying something to you, or he's like, you're in a situation and you get a thought, carry it out. Because, you know, when we second guess, we usually miss it. But when we listen to God and we carry it out the first time, we see those blessings. You know, if the wise men didn't listen and they went back to Herod, you know, the plan may have been a slightly different, you know, but they didn't. They listened and they went out the back way and they didn't return to Herod and tell him where Jesus Christ was. So, you know, We can all be part of that master plan in our own in areas, in our own homes, in our own environments, within our work environment. You know, maybe God's telling you to bless someone at work, or maybe God's telling you to bless someone, a neighbour, or someone in a shop, or, you know, you never know. But it's all part of God's master plan, and as we reach one, that one reaches two, and that two reaches four, and so on and so on. You know, time is short, guys, so let's walk by that spirit. I wish you all a wonderful holiday with your family, your friends, enjoying that peaceful time, you know, because it's peace unto all men. And so I just love you, I thank you for the wonderful year that we've had, and I wish you many blessings for the year 2022.